The signs of a cultural divide in the States were everywhere. We were in Detroit Airport before a flight, having lunch at the brown, locomotive upholstered coffee shop. And as we sat eating our scrambled eggs, we heard voices from the next booth. God, Danny and the hippies. Hey girl, get your hair cut. Oh, don't she look better? The booths were high, so you couldn't see over. I leaned around. There were six fellows in cowboy hats, western shirts, and boots. It took a moment, but there was no mistaking them. I had one of their albums at home. It was Buck Owens and the Buckaroos. The great pioneers of the Bakersfield sound and country music, fabulous musicians and singers, and Buck was a wonderful songwriter. This was disturbing, being insulted by someone whom I admired greatly. They kept up the tirade of rather pathetic comments until we grabbed the bill and got up to head to our gate. I could not leave it there. As the band headed to the plane, I made a bathroom excuse and doubled back. I pulled out some paper and a pen. Excuse me, Mr. Owens, but I'm a huge fan of yours from England. Could have your autograph. He looked confused, to say the least. I was amazed at myself. I didn't know where I got the balls from. Well, sure. He asked my name and signed. And you must be Tom Bromley. I love your purple steelwork. Now they were all looking confused. There had been a photo on the back of the album I had. And you must be Don Rich. I love your guitar playing, man. They all signed, still looking deeply uncomfortable. You know, son, you seem like a nice kid, Bucky eventually said. You do a lot better with a haircut and just some decent clothes. Still feeling like I was play acting, which in a sense I was, because the real me would never have had the nerve. I said, there's an old saying, Mr. Owens, which I'm sure you know, you can't judge a book by its cover. Without waiting for a reply, I made a dramatic exit. I lost the signature somewhere soon afterwards, but that wasn't really the point.